Good morning, America. This is the Katz Roundtable. John Katzmatidis here. It's Sunday morning. What's going on in the world? Well, one of the smartest U.S. senators I know is Ron Johnson, a two-term senator from Wisconsin. And the good news is, I understand he is running for a third term. Good morning, Senator Johnson. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well, John. How about yourself?
Well, other than the weather, we're doing well. President Biden made a speech last week, a speech that I never expected. It was 2 hours long. And the American people seem to be a little bit more confused than less confused. Give us your interpretation about this.
Well, he's living literally in a fantasy world. When he said that his administration has exceeded expectations, I guess it's true from the standpoint that nobody could have ever expected it would be this bad, that he would govern from a standpoint of radicalism to the extent that he has. I mean, his policies are radical. Open borders, you know, record levels of illegal immigration, the embarrassing and dangerous surrender in Afghanistan, the out-of-control deficit spending, sparking now 7% inflation, a 40-year high. John, we not only have catch and release at the border, we also have catch and release in our criminal justice system because of Democrat desire to have no or low bail. You know, we had a tragedy in Waukesha, Wisconsin, the Christmas parade, where a person let out on $1,000 worth of bail after he'd run over the mother of his child with a car, took that same car, killed six innocent people and injured more than 60 others. So people are looking at Democrat governance they never expected it could be anywhere near this bad. But, you know, his signal basically to Putin, well, you know, a small incursion into Ukraine. It was just surreal to listen to him. He like so many Democrats, just deny reality. I think they think they can get away with it because the mainstream media, the legacy media, the big tech, they're literally the communication apparatus for the Democrat Party. So they figure Democrats figure that whatever they say, the media and big tech will buy it hook, line, and sinker. And by and large, they do. They'll continue to pull the wool over the American people's eyes. So I guess you could say we were all surprised that he could stand there for close to 2 hours. I guess that's a good sign for him. But it was baffling, to say the least.
He's made so many mistakes, Senator. I mean, the fact, you're on the Wisconsin border with Canada. I mean, we could buy a ton load of crude oil from Canada and Alaska, and we're not doing it. And instead, we're making Putin rich at $87 a barrel. We're paying Putin $87 a barrel in OPEC again. And like you said, the border, the energy policies, it's just so many mistakes. I mean, where do we go from here? How do the Democratic – there's a lot of common sense Democratic senators, but other than two of them, nobody is speaking out. You must talk to them. Well, what do they say?
Well, they're pretty well signing up to this agenda. You know, again, these things didn't just happen. You mentioned energy prices. First day of office, he canceled the Keystone XL pipeline. Then he started begging Saudi Arabia, would you pump more oil? I mean, this is bizarre. So, you know, again, inflation didn't just happen. That's from pumping way too many dollars, trillions of dollars that the economy didn't need. Well, at the same time, using those dollars to pay people not to work. So you exacerbate the supply shortage by not having enough people working manufacturing. And then you create way too many dollars chasing too few goods. So unfortunately, Democrats have signed up to this policy. You know, on Wednesday night, your senator, your New York senator, looked pathetic together with other Democrat senators in trying to destroy the Senate as an institution, basically turned into the House of Representatives, even though 32 of them, you know, 4 or 5 years ago signed a letter begging Republicans not to destroy the filibuster. There was no chance of us doing that. We actually respect the institution of the Senate. We understand why it's important to slow down debate, to not allow partisanship bills just get rammed through a Senate. They'll change society significantly. You know, I know Democrats want to fundamentally transform America. I don't think most people do. You know, John, I said this repeatedly. Do you like, much less even love, something that you want to fundamentally transform? I don't think you do. So Americans, by and large, love this country. We understand what made it great. It's individuals. It's freedom. It's a free market system. Democrats want to fundamentally change all that, and they want to do it with not even a real majority in the Senate. It's a 50-50 Senate. There was no mandate to fundamentally change this country. And yet Democrats, except for two, were willing to destroy the institution of the Senate to pass a bill that's a non-solution looking for a problem. You know, this election bill, it's not about election rights. I mean, show me somebody in the recent past that has wanted to vote that couldn't. We've made voting incredibly easy. Nobody's suppressing the vote. There's nothing racist about voter ID. 80% of Americans support voter ID because they don't want their legitimate vote canceled by a fraudulent one. But what Americans don't support is having to taxpayer fund attack ads. So it's just bizarre. Americans are not looking for election reform. This is something Democrats want to pass to turn this into a one-party state. So they can literally turn America into a socialist paradise. The problem is that never works. The only equality you get under socialism is equal misery.
Well, I cry for America because name me one country in the world that socialism has worked. None of them.
There isn't one, no. And none.
Very, very sad. Where do we go from here? Do the American people realize that this is the deciding year where we have to make a decision on whether we want law and order or we want disorder or we want, it's nuts what's going on.
Well, I guess this is where I'm a little bit more optimistic because the Democrats have so overplayed their hand. You know, just like Wednesday night when they're trying to destroy the institution of the Senate to pass a bill that I think Mitch McConnell on the floor of the Senate said that less than, a half a percent of Americans say that that's their top issue is election reform. So they're trying to jam that through. They're so overplaying their hand. People are recognizing that the result of their policies, inflation, higher gasoline prices. John, I have never, ever walked into a grocery store and seen empty shelves where I can't buy a product that I went in there to buy. I mean, this is shocking to me. I knew that occurred in the Soviet Union where you had bread lines and stuff, but in America where the shelves aren't fully stocked, you're in the grocery business. I mean, have you ever seen this?
Never. Not like this.
People are witnessing this. Now, I guess it's our job to point out that, again, this didn't just happen. This is the direct result of Democrat governance. And hopefully the media will be a little bit more honest and won't suppress and censor this. Look at what they're doing at the border. You don't ever hear about the border. You don't hear about Afghanistan. So the mainstream media, the legacy media, big tech, they're not allowing most of this information to filter through to most people. But we do have talk radio. We do have a couple of conservative outlets. And again, Americans can see with their own eyes as it's costing them double to fill up their gas tank, that the grocery shelves aren't stocked, that grocery prices are skyrocketing. Use cars, housing prices, the cost of lumber. I mean, just name whatever you want to name, it's all higher. And it's all because of Democrat policies and Democrat governance.
I've said to a lot of people that I respect Putin. He's a very, very smart guy. He's a devious, smart guy. I don't think he's going to do anything stupid because he may be afraid that Joe Biden might do something even stupider. And that's scary.
Let's hope so. But, generally, you achieve peace through strength. And you have to demonstrate strength. It starts, by the way, with economic strength. So you can afford a strong military that deters aggression. Your enemies don't even think of doing something. But the problem is Biden has demonstrated throughout his entire career in public life weakness. And then as president of the United States, I mean, that's the most dangerous thing about what happened in Afghanistan, although you still got now a crucible for additional terrorist organizations. But the weakness we demonstrated in that embarrassing and dangerous surrender, that's emboldened our enemies.
Well, you're on Homeland Security. These hypersonic missiles that are being developed by the North Koreans, of all people, and the Chinese, that is a very dangerous situation. I mean, those things travel at 1 mile a second.
Why? Oh, I know. Yeah. I've also been warning people about EMP attacks. You put a nuke up in a satellite, blow it up, a couple hundred or 100 miles above the Earth, you wipe out our electrical grid. And we literally have not done anything about that in successive administrations. It's frustrating me. I've been trying to raise the alarm on that. But again, it's the other, conventional things they're doing. Flights into Taiwanese territory, building up military bases on the South China Sea Islands. Russia surrounding Ukraine and threatening an invasion there. And, the activities of Iran becoming emboldened. Same with North Korea. Again, your adversaries are emboldened when you show weakness.
Yes.
They're opportunistic. They're going to become more aggressive
now,
if we're weak.
Now, if Putin stirs the pot some more in the Ukraine, you're going to see oil go from 86, 87 to 100. And Putin will be laughing all the way to the bank because we're paying him the 100. We would be paying them. And the fact is, what that comes? It's a tax on the consumer. It's a tax on the poor. It's a tax on the middle class because the price of gasoline will go up and the price of food will go up all over again.
No, you're exactly right. Inflation is the Democrat tax on the middle class. Remember, Biden promised, we're not going to increase anybody's taxes making less than $400,000. Yes, they do. They do it by inflating our currency, by deficit spending, by mortgaging our children's future. And then their policies, their out-of-control deficit spending creates the inflation that we're seeing today. And that wipes out the wage gains. That hurts the very people, retired seniors on a fixed income, people at the lower end of the economic spectrum. It hurts the very people the Democrats supposedly are champions for. They're not. Their policies are destroying so much of America's prosperity.
Senator Ron Johnson, thank you so much for calling in, and thank you for what you do for the American people. And thank you for running for Senate again, because Washington needs your common sense. God bless you, and God bless America.
Well, let me mention my website, ronjohnsonforsenate.com. I'm going to need help from all over the country countering the lies and distortions of the left. RonJohnsonForSenate.com. I'd really appreciate your support.
Well, thank you, and I will be visiting that website too.
Take care.
Thank
God bless you.